What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Banzai Chat, the podcast about anime, movies, video games, and other pop culture. I'm your host, Ryan, and for this month, I wanted to start with an episode about something to be thankful for, a series of to be thankful for. It's that time of year to be thankful for things, and I thought it'd be good to pick this topic to just jump in and kind of brighten up the mood a bit after the spooky month of the year. Join me on this listen as we open up our imagination to the fullest, breathe in the clean, fresh air under a blue sky, and watch out for terrifying demons along the way on the films of Studio Ghibli. Let's get into it. So there's been kind of a theme going on for a long time. When people think of anime, their minds usually go to TV shows such as the typical shonen that's out now, like Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, or something like that, or your everyday school type drama that, you know, school's in session. The thought that there are movies or even theatrical films are sometimes overlooked in a lot of people's eyes. And don't get me wrong, there are plenty of anime movies out there, some of the best around, and have only grown in popularity in most recent times. With streaming and other movies being so readily available, things like the Demon Slayer Mugen Train, which broke box office records and surpassed a movie that I'll be mentioning soon that was number one in Japan for a long time. So that's all great for us weebs around the world to get more new theatrical movies coming to us. But there's always that line of films that a lot of fans look forward to, and that's when you see that adorable fluffy cat logo from Studio Ghibli. Now, the first time I laid eyes on a Ghibli film, I just knew there was something different about them. From the soft colors to the simple look and amazing worlds and characters that I was shown, like most great animated films, it just set itself apart from what I was more familiar with at the time, and opened my eyes to something new and more. Studio Ghibli was founded in 1985 by producers Toshiya Suzuki and directors Isao Takahata, and another guy some people might know, Hayao Miyazaki. From the success of one of their first films, Nausicaä of the Valley of the Wind, which is a story of a young princess Nausicaä surviving in a world where giant beetles roam the sand-filled landscape, and a war between her people and another kingdom in a power struggle. This is the start of a running theme with a lot of Ghibli films that brings up the environment and the destruction of the many beautiful parts of it that people take for granted. What the crew over at Studio Ghibli does so well is paint the picture of these worlds and characters for us to see. It is a blend of simple-looking designs of a person that lives in these worlds to its explosive imagination of things like the cat bus from My Neighbor Totoro, the charming tree spirit of Princess Mononoke, and let's not forget No Face from Spirited Away. But on that same token, Studio Ghibli has created some of the most grotesque and terrifying demons and spirits that I am still surprised to this day that would be on a so-called kids-friendly animated movie. Even with that said, all their examples of witches, tentacle worm monsters, glutton-obsessed spirits, one of their more truly terrifying takes on a dark theme actually has none of these whatsoever. The film Grave of Fireflies takes you on a journey as it follows young boy Seita and his little sister Setsuko as they're doing all they can to survive in the final months of World War II in a post-bombing landscape of Japan. This is one of the greats, in my opinion, of the Ghibli films and a must-see for all. But out of all the films, I probably have seen this one the least, only because of how powerful the storytelling is and the way it will pull every bit of your heart that you will never forget. That in Pompoko, where literally raccoons use their ball sacks to fly and beat up police. Yeah, I'm not making that one up. Another big reason why these movies are timeless and impactful is their amazing score for each film. Joe Hihachi has composed some of the greatest scores for each of these films, that helps so much with the movie-going experience that you'll never forget. If I had to say something against the studio and its films, which, you know, every good reviewer should have its good with its bad, there are some movies in this lineup that might be hiding behind the big success of the other Ghibli films. And just because they have the logo and the credit, sometimes it seems like they're just not really trying anything new, and it kind of seems like a big waste of time. I'm looking at you, Tales of Earthsea. I want my money back. If I had to pick my top three with my recommending powers, it'd probably go in no particular order would be Princess Mononoke, Spirited Away, and Grave of Fireflies. Each of these show off the studio's strengths in a lot of ways, from action, storytelling, and visual look. And you can see how far these films will go to tell a great story. When any of these movies are brought up, it's hard not to talk about Hayao Miyazaki, since he has a big part in most of these being created. But the reason why I chose this podcast as the Studio Ghibli films is these cannot be made just by one person. I believe so much of what makes these movies great and all is the warm-hearted creative team behind it all that makes these movies such a one-of-a-kind movie experience. And that's it for today's Banzai Chat. Thanks again for listening and like and subscribe on all social media. Check out BanzaiChat.com to support all Banzai content. And please spread the word. Share that Banzai love with a friend, family member, or just somebody next to you. I've been your host, Ryan, and I'll see y'all next time.